without darkness, Esther Dean. Welcome back to Glory Talk with Kiki. Hold on. I forgot a part of my phrase. GTWK. Welcome back. And we, and we back. And we're back. Welcome, babes. Welcome, loves. Welcome, brothers and sisters of Christ. And welcome everyone else that doesn't identify themselves as that, and that's okay. How y'all been? I'm always sick, y'all. No cap. I'm not as sick as I was a few days ago, but I think you can hear the tone in my voice, how it's not the same, and you hear the inflammation in the back of in my throat. But I'm always sick. But you know what? I rejoice in these times because this is where I could just sit at home and do what I love. Read my Bible, read my books, journal, and podcast, do my podcast. I hope y'all doing great. If you're not, it's okay. Remember that we can handle any trial that comes our way. In 1 Corinthians 10 verse 13, it says this. And you have to remember that. Because at the end of the day, it says, do not be weary. Don't be anxious. Think before you speak. Think before you act. All these things play a part with each other. Everything comes hand to hand. Every day's not going to be easy. I'm telling you that as of right now. Everyone's struggling with something. Don't let what you're struggling with be bigger than what God is. Because God is always and is the impossible. Just keep that in the back of your head, love. All right. Let's go straight into it. For this week, I've done a lot of thinking. This whole month, last month, and going into this month, today's the 5th, and it's 5:53 in Orlando, Florida. That's where I'm from. I'm from the O. But this week's topic is how to grow patience during a storm. I feel like that's something that I'm struggling with. One of the things that I'm struggling with, because like I said, everybody's always struggling with something. But I really want to touch base on this because I feel like people don't talk about this enough. You really, 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 really have to be patient with God. And you have to understand that this time period that we're living in, first of all, we're living in the end of days. Sometimes it scares me and sometimes it don't, but we are living in the end days. We are. And this is a time in our lives when we need to be more in our word and we need to be more in prayer. Life is going to keep going on. I had to realize that life is going to keep going on. It's not going to stop for me. It's not going to stop for you. It's not going to stop for your homegirl. It's not going to stop for nobody. But you have to keep going. But the two important things that you have to be in your word, and you got to be praying. Because, man, there's some days that I'm impatient. I don't want to pray. I feel like I don't got the patience to pray. I don't got the patience to read my word, even though I know most of the word by head. I don't want to do neither. And, man, I'm telling you, you don't want to sit here and be weak in your spirit. It's not a good look. I'm telling you right now, it's not a good look. But I really want to talk about what does the Bible say about patience. Number one, patience is one of the fruits of the Spirit. It says in Galatians 5, verse 22, verse 23. And the fruit is love, joy, peace, gratefulness, and stableness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, gratefulness, and stableness, self-control. Oh, that's a song I remember. how to remember the fruits of the spirit. That's something I learned as a kid. That's like glued in the back, into the back of my head. But patience includes restraint, self-control, tolerance, and long suffering. The fruits of the spirit are rituals and behaviors and characteristics that grow in believers, which is us, people that believe that the Lord is our God, and God sent his only begotten son to die on the cross for us, and serves as evidence of the present and serve and work in the Holy Spirit. Self-control and patience come hand in hand. Please, if you could write this down, if you feel like you're struggling with patience, baby, please write some of this down. Please do. Because me writing this down, I've always looked back. I always look back at my notes. And I remember while I was writing everything that I wanted to talk about today, I took some time to listen to my first episode on my podcast where, you know, I talked about how, talked about my testimony and what God has truly done for me. And it made me realize how patient God is and how everything that he does shines on me. Even though the people in the world can't see it, my parents can't see it, my church folks can't see it, sometimes I can't see it, but I could feel his presence and everything that he has done for me beam on me. Sometimes it feels heavy because sometimes I feel like I don't deserve it. But he's patient and he's loving. And the amount of self-control he has, because he could take me out of this world right now. He's like, yeah, I'm tired of her stuff. I'm tired of what she's giving. It's not enough for me. But he's patient. He's like, no, I know she could get there. I know she's going to get where I want her to be. It's just going to take time. And I'm okay with it. I'm okay with that. Patience is hard, and it's not easy to grow patience. Same thing with wisdom. I remember I was praying for wisdom, praying to be heavy in the word, heavy spiritually. It's something that's going to take time. It's going to take a lot of obedience in myself to get where I want to be. And I can't be upset, because I remember there's times when I was upset when stuff wasn't going my way at all. But God told me to stand firm. Stand still. I'm here. You got to understand that God is here no matter the circumstance, no matter the situation. God is always going to be here. You have to trust in his plan, because if you don't, you try to go do your own thing, you will get hit. Trust, hey. Bumtino. Let me tell you. I've tried to do that. I've tried to do it myself. When stuff ain't go the way I wanted it to go, I try to take matters into my own hands. Please don't do that. Please don't do that. I was reading an article, and what did it say? It says that we need to be more realistic. It hit me hard when I read that. We need to be more realistic of life, of the world. For what everything is. Don't try to fit your own reality into everything. Because that's where you get hit bad. When you're not looking at life for what it is. Not something that I'm learning as well. Please look at life for what it is. This is not no fairy tale. This is real life. It's okay to be mad at it. To be upset. Because baby, shoot. I be upset too. But we need to be more realistic and accept everything for what it is. And everything's a part of life. Learning to be patient. Learning to have self-control. Learning to have self-love. Learning to love one another. All of these fruits of the spirit come hand in hand. They all do. I want to talk about Saul. I think this is the best story that I've read. One of the first few things when I first started my walk with Christ, I really didn't understand what it meant at first. But now that I've read it a second time, I read this story several times. This is when Saul disobeyed God. He tried to do this. Hey, let me tell you something. What I was just saying before I start. Before I start reading. But we're going to read 1 Samuel 13 through verse 13, 8 through. I'm going to read all the way to. All the way. I'm going to read a few parts. I'm going to read from 8 all the way. Why is my Bible doing this to me? Okay. I'm going to read all the way to verse 15. But let me tell you something. I want to give you guys a runaround before I start to read this. But Saul was he a king? He was. Yeah, he tried to put everything into his own hands. But he was a king. I haven't read this story in so long. he tried to do everything in his own way. Like I was saying before. Please, if you gotta write this down, write it down. You cannot do everything. You cannot be in control of everything. You will get hit. Saul is a prime example. Don't get in the way of God's plan. Because if you try to do everything your way, you will get hit. And it will not be good. I promise you it won't be good. But let's get into it. I'm usually reading English Standard Version. As always. Because that's what I prefer. If you got it, say amen. If you don't, I'll wait for you for a few seconds. Alright. Starting at verse 13 through. I'm starting at verse 8. Alright. So this is when he waited. He was waiting the 7 days. So, he waited 7 days, the time appointed by Samuel. But Samuel didn't come to Gilead, and the people were scattering from him. So Saul said, bring me the sacrifice. Bring me the burnt offering here to me and the peace offerings. Wow. And he offered the burnt offering. As soon as he finished offering the burnt offering, behold, Samuel came. And Saul went out to meet him and greeted him. Samuel said, what have you done? Saul couldn't even wait for Samuel, child. He was supposed to wait for Samuel, but he did not. And I'm telling y'all, it's rough when you personally can't wait. And Samuel comes and he's like, what have you done? And Saul said, when I saw that the people were scattering for me, he was doing it of lack of fear and impatientness. It was lack of fear and lack of impatience. And you did not come within the days appointed. And that the Philistines had mustered at Michmash. I said, now the Philistines will come down against me at Gilead, and I will not have sought the flavor of the Lord. So I forced myself the burnt offering. And Samuel said to Saul, you have done foolishly. You not have kept the command of the Lord your God with which he commanded you. For then the Lord would have established your kingdom over Israel forever. But your kingdom shall not continue. The Lord sought out a man after his own heart. Wow. And the Lord had commanded him to be prince over his people. Because you have not kept what the Lord commanded you. And Samuel arose and went to Gilgal. The rest of the people went up to Saul to meet the army. And they went up to Gilgal to Jabea of Benjamin. That's where I'm going to stop. But Saul, the first king of Israel, he lacked inappropriate patience. And he did it out of lack of fear and impatience. And the sacrifice wasn't blessed by God because of the moment God took away his blessing from Saul. And Saul's arrogance and inability to wait for Samuel to arrive caused him to sin, which I'm telling y'all, once y'all do stuff out of patience and not waiting for God to tell you to go, God not telling you to do it, you will get hit. It's gonna be hard. Doing what's wrong in the Lord's eyes, which caused him to sin, and doing what's wrong in the Lord's eyes. And patience, let me tell you something. Patience helps people make wise decisions and empowers them to wait for God's blessing. And I feel like being a Christian, I have seen, even with myself and even with people around me, we lack waiting for God's blessing. We want to do everything on our own time. And baby, it is not about us. It's never been about us. That's just something that you should truly know. In this walk with Christ, once you pick up your cross and walk, the road's going to be left to right, side to side. You're not going to be worried about that. But you need to keep in the back of your head that this life that we're living right now, it is not for us. It is not. If you want patience, you have to wait on God's plan for you. It's all on God's timing. It is all on God's timing. And the lack of patience breeds reckless sin and is settling for less than God's plan. I feel like it's so strong. Let me read that again. The lack of patience breeds recklessness, sin, and settling for less than God's plan. Let me tell you something. God is always going to want greater for you. But if you cannot wait, for God's plan, God's timing, for whatever you're waiting for, if it's a relationship, if it's a new house, if it's a new job, if it's a new church, if it's some new shoes, if it's a new phone, if you cannot wait for it, it means you're just settling for less. And I don't think you want that. I feel like in our generation, even me, I feel like sometimes, dang, I need a boyfriend. I want a husband. I know I'm young, I'm 18, but it's like, I want a boyfriend. I want to move in with somebody. I want to be with somebody, you know? But growing older and seeing life for what it is, I'd rather wait on God's timing. I'm trying my best to keep it all to the Lord. Cause if I try to go and look for somebody, I promise you it's not gonna be great. I'm just gonna get my heart broken again. Child. If I go looking for something that's not supposed to be mine, It's not going to go great. But how can we grow in biblical patience? I want to give you guys a few tips right here. Please write these down if you can. If you can't, just come back and listen to it if you have to. But number one, growing in patience is never easy. Never, 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 never. Easy. It's something that we all struggle with. And in order to grow in this fruit of the Spirit, it often requires you to be in a situation that requires it. Let me say this again. Growing in patience is never easy. But in order to grow in this fruit of the Spirit, yes, Jesus, it often means being in a situation that requires you to grow, to have patience. There's going to be many trials and tribulations that's going to require you to be more patient, require you to have more self-control, require you to love one another. It's going to require you to go out to pray for somebody. It's going to require you to step out your comfort zone. It's going to require, always require you to do something. Another thing, it's like God. For you to experience God for who he is, it's going to take an experience. It's going to take a moment in your life where you're down bad and God comes to pick you up. And now you can say that God is a healer. God is the impossible. God is I am. God is Alpha and Omega, beginning to the end. I am made in God's image. It's always going to take something for you to quiet, for you to know who God is, for you to experience God for who he is. It's always going to take something. I want to give you guys some examples. Always think of it like this. This is something that I try my best to do. Because sometimes in some situations, you don't think. And please do think. Try your best to think in situations. If I lash out in this situation, if I lash out on this person, or should I rely on the Spirit, on the Holy Spirit for a calm mind? Could I make something happen today? Or is God inviting me to wait for him to act? To act. Let me read the second one, because I feel like, for me, I'll be thinking about it. I'm like, can I make something happen today? Or is God inviting me to wait for him to act, to move, to go? Keep these in mind. Is it best for me to lash out on this person? Let me just think before I speak. Let me take a time. Be patient. Because let me tell you something, especially with this one, the first one. If you got time to think about a question, you got time to react. You got time to think before you speak. I don't care what nobody says. You got time to think before you speak. I don't care what no one says. You have time to think before you speak. Think before you react. Number two, relying on God's timing is always the patient decision. Relying on the Lord means letting him in, letting him in his ways and his time. Y'all, let me read that again. Relying on God's timing is always the patient decision. Relying on the Lord means letting him in his ways and his time. Oh, Jesus. That is so important. Please, 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 please. His timing is different from ours. Always. In Isaiah 30, verse 18, it says, "Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. Therefore, he will rise up to show you compassion. For the Lord is God of justice. Blessed are those who wait for him." Relying on God's timing is a patient decision. Before you jump into anything, try to wait for God to tell you, "No, I don't think this is the best for you. Nah, this is what I want for you. This is the best thing for you. Go." Relying on the Lord means letting him work in his ways and his time. His timing is different than ours. It's blessed are those who wait for him. It is best for you to wait on God, no matter the situation, no matter if you want to take things into your own hands. Wait on him. Building patience requires prayer and the Holy Spirit. Now, this one, even for me, this is a challenge. Because like I said in the beginning, sometimes I don't be wanting to pray. Sometimes I don't want to be in my word. But it's important to remember that God is patient, especially with sinners. We are all sinners. No one, sin don't skip nobody. Yeah, don't skip nobody. Not on this world. Not on this planet. Mm-mm. I don't know what planet you from, but here, baby, sin don't skip nobody. It says in Peter, 2 Peter 3 verse 9, the Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. If God extends his this patience to humanity, to everybody, and believers that believe that God is Lord, that God is the impossible, that God is Alpha and Omega, beginning to the end, he will teach those who ask to be just like him. I know it's going to be hard. I know it's going to be difficult. It is in your best interest that you are patient, that you understand that it's all about God's timing. It's about you pushing your flesh back and being in the spirit, in your word, in your Bible, praying every day, that you meditate on the word day and night, that you are constantly in prayer, no matter the situation, no matter the circumstance, that you know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that you are the head, not the tail, that you are a city on the hill, that you are the light of the world, you are the salt of the world, that you remember all these things. It is in order for you to get where you want to be. Wait on God's timing. I might be talking to myself right now. I don't know who this for, but I'm probably talking to myself right now. Well, wait on God's timing. It's all about waiting on him, because he knows what's best for us. He always knows what's best for us. Always. There's never a time that he does not. It is in our best interest that we wait on him. Reminder, prayer is powerful. It is powerful. And one more thing. Realize that all things work together for the good. In Romans 8 verse 28, it says, always remember that no matter what happens in our lives, that God is in control. He is in control of every circumstance. He is in control. Always, always remember that. All right. Go ahead and bow your heads and close your eyes. I'm going to close this one out. My Father who is in heaven, I want to thank you for this day. Thank you for allowing us to be here, Father Lord. So many people didn't make it this far throughout the day, Father Lord, but you have allowed us to be here, Father Lord. I pray that you forgive us of our sins, because it is our nature to go against your word, to go against everything that's against your word, Father Lord. But I pray today is a new day. Each and every day that comes, it will be different. I pray that we pick up our cross and we walk. We continue to go through your word. I pray that we pray day and night. We are continuing to study the word, because you have placed this word on the earth for us to overcome anything that's going in our lives, Father Lord. I pray that we understand that the fruits of spirits are in our hearts and in our minds. I pray that we are slow to speak, that we think before we act. I pray that we understand that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and we are the head, not the tails, Father Lord. I pray that we understand that we are the salt of the world, Father Lord. We are the light of the world, Father Lord. I pray that we understand we give the devil no foothold, no matter the circumstance, no matter the situation, Father Lord. I pray that we wait for your timing. We wait for everything that you have placed in us, because we know that sometimes we're going to suffer. Sometimes things are going to get hard. Things are going to get long. The life is going to get harder and harder, but we know that you are in control, that there's nothing in this world that you're going to place in our hearts and our minds that we cannot overcome, Father Lord. I thank you for protecting each and every person that's listening to this, each and every person that's on the street, on each and every street light, each and every street, each and every corner, Father Lord, that is hiding, Father Lord, when there are safe places to hide, Father Lord. I pray these people come out their hiding places, that they are strong in you, then they are bold in you, that they are confident in you, that we are God confident and we are not self-confident. Father Lord, I thank you for everything you have done and everything that you continue to do. And you are the God of the impossible. You are Alpha and Omega, beginning to the end. You are Yahweh, Father Lord. I thank you for everything you have done and continue to do. In the name of Jesus, we all say amen. Thanks for tuning in to GTWK Glory Talk with Kiki. If you have any questions, my Instagram is _ GTWK. My link is in my bio. If you have any questions for me, I promise I am looking. I am looking. So if you have any questions for me, let me know. My actual Instagram is Kira the Hero. I have everything on the bottom. Have a blessed day, you guys. Enjoy the rest of your week. I am now signing out. Deuces.